Strange Adventure.
Years ago, Hard Rock Hansen got his name because he was the best hard rock miner in Lode City. But recently, Jeb Lacey had given the name a new meaning. Jeb stopped Hard Rock in front of the general store.
Hard Rock, I got me a job and I can use you for a helper. How about it? What are you doing? You know the town bought a piece of ground next to your place for a cemetery. Well, I'm the official gravedigger.
Nothing doing. I'm a miner like you used to be. I reckon I'll just keep on working my tunnel.
Jeb's disgust boiled over.
Hard Rock, you're an old fool. You know the gold has all been taken around here. And that tunnel of yours never was any good. You got to change with the times. But you ain't accepted a new idea since you was knee-high to a jackrabbit. When someone's calling you Hard Rock, they're meaning your head.
Hard Rock spun on his heel and stalked to his cabin. The idea of anyone expecting a miner to wind up digging graves. He'd show whose head was hard. Any day now, he'd find his vein of gold. Of course, Hard Rock had been saying that for over 20 years. But so far, he had barely found enough gold to keep him in food and dynamite. His tunnel was the only one in the territory that was still being worked. All the old-timers except Jeb and him had moved on, and the younger folks that had come in and made Lode City into, well, it was just a respectable small town. Hard Rock's tunnel had so many twists and turns in it that no one knew just where it led. Even he didn't know whose property he was undermining, and he didn't care. The next morning, Hard Rock took a supply of dynamite and entered his tunnel. He followed it to his latest diggings and went to work. He was getting ready to set off his first blast when he heard a crash and a rumbling back toward the entrance. He didn't have to be told what had happened. He headed for the noise, hoping he was wrong. Then he found what he had feared. The old timbers in the shaft had given away. The tunnel had caved in not far from the entrance, and Hard Rock was trapped inside. Hard Rock set off a charge of dynamite at the cave-in, endeavoring to blast his way out, but the result was to send more of the weakened overhead down into the tunnel. He knew there would be no rescue party sent for him, for he would not be missed. Jeb was the only one who ever paid him a visit, and now, after their argument, Jeb would not be around. But Hard Rock didn't intend to smother in the tunnel. The tunnel had been slanting upwards, so he knew there might be a chance of blasting his way out through the roof. He placed a charge in the overhead, lit the fuse, and raced back to safety. The explosion was followed by a shower of rocks and dirt. After the roar was out of his ears, he heard someone shouting. He looked up to see daylight shining into the tunnel. Leaning over the opening was Jeb Lacey, yelling like a scared bull.
Hey, what do you mean, blowing up a new graveyard?
Hard Rock crawled out of the opening before he answered.
Well, I was just showing you whose head had the new ideas. Now you know how to dig a grave. You start from the bottom.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Message of Freedom, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.